So, listen to this. Glory to God.
Ooh.
The unchangeable God. This is who we have been divinely connected to, become a part of. We are. Now listen what First John 4:17. And it says it, and I'm going to quote the last part of that verse. We're not going to turn there. And it says, as he is, so are we in this world. As he is, so are we. And we got to get to the place, God is unchangeable. Huh? Come on. You can't change God. You can't change me. So you need to say that. You can't change me. You can't change God. And I believe God. And once I believe God, I'm not going to change from it. Amen? Hallelujah. Look at Hebrews 6:10. Let's read this. Listen to this. Here we go with Abraham again. Hebrew. See, this is why you don't waver. You don't let circumstance. You don't go around talking about what the circumstances is saying, that what the people that don't believe is saying, what the unbeliever. You don't join those. We are believers. We have joined the army of the living God. We are among those who believe God. We believe for the impossible because he can do the invincible. There is nothing impossible for our God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Have you got Hebrews 6:10? For God is not unrighteous to forget your work and labor of love. I'm going to say it again. God is not unrighteous to forget your work and labor of love, which you have shown towards his name. See, when you work in the name, use your faith and believing God and ministering and healing and believing God for what he says and taking this to other people, and going and living this way every day, and you're getting people saved, getting people healed, getting people blessed in life. God is not unrighteous to forget. Faith is what turns him on. You want God to get turned on? You want God to move? Turn the switch of faith on. Smith Wigglesworth said, God is something about faith. God will come over 1 million people to get to you. So, which you're shown towards his name, in that you have ministered to the saints, and do minister, see? In that you have ministered to the saints, and do minister, verse 11. And we desire that every one of you do show the same what? To the full assurance of the hope until the next day. Oh, the end. That means you do it all your life until your time is up on this earth. That's what you do. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Verse 12 says what? That you be not slothful, but followers of them who through what? Through what now?
Faith
and what?
Patience.
Inherit the promise. Well, what James says, let patience have a perfect work. And he said, through faith and patience, inherit the promise. How do you get the promise? Through faith and patience. I heard somebody call them power twin. Faith and patience. For when God made what? When God made promise to who?
Abraham,
because he could swear by no greater. He did what? He swore by himself, saying what? surely blessing. If anything about blessing, surely blessing is real. I'm going to bless you. Now you know blessing is real because God brought it forth. Surely blessing, I will bless thee. And multiplying, I will multiply thee. Hallelujah. You can't get any stronger than surely. Surely, I shall, I will. Surely, not maybe, surely. And verse 14 and 15 said, and so after he had what? Patiently what? What happened to him? He obtained the promise. He obtained the promise. For men verily does what? Swear by the greater. And an oath for confirmation is to them the end of all strife. Because God could swear by no greater, he swore by himself. Because God, men swear by greater. God couldn't find nobody greater. So he swore by himself. Go ahead. Go ahead. Go ahead, Daddy. So, other words, what you mean? I guarantee you, if this don't come to pass, this what you see will vanish. It'll obliterate. Boom. Gone. I swear by myself. If I don't multiply you, buddy, if I don't multiply you, if I don't bless you, if I don't multiply you, everything you see will vanish you. You see why we don't need wavering faith? Every promise of God is yes and amen. Every promise of God is yes and amen. Oh, this is so good. I got it. This is so good. Oh, man. I can stay here a while. I don't know about y'all, but I'm going to let you go.